We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Let's talk politics with Lois Olson this morning at 6:24 on a stormy day in the, well, stormy, but a lot of snow, I should say, in the Twin Cities. Mike's is up to 4 to 8 inches. WCCO, Blois, we talk politics every day, and I'll lead off this morning about what's going on with Representative Omar and yesterday's actions.
Yeah, she tweeted on Sunday. She responded to a question about Jewish alliance with Republicans. She said it was, quote, all about the Benjamins. There was immediate blowback from both Republicans and Democrats. And I think the interesting thread here that is this isn't the first time that she's appeared to be pretty insensitive to Jewish interests. Obviously, being a Muslim, that creates a whole different dynamic. And frankly, it's one we haven't seen in Congress or on a national stage this way. And so she's kind of playing a part in a scene, in a political play that's pretty heated and obviously very polarizing, very pointed. She received immediate pushback from Speaker Pelosi, someone who's been a big ally of hers. Dean Phillips released a statement that he had a very animated and passionate conversation with her. She ultimately apologized, but I think there's starting to be some erosion of her base of support here in Minnesota and nationally, that maybe she's reckless on Twitter and social media. Maybe she, you know, isn't really understanding. Or if it's not that, then she does have some views that people want to know more about. And I think this is going to take a couple weeks to play out, and she's going to continue to watch more closely, but not for kind of what she's going to do in Congress, but maybe her views on some key issues.
Yeah, even I was reading the Star Tribune this morning, already an opinion piece on what happened.
Yeah, no, the response was swift yesterday, and this comes after she was featured on Saturday Night Live. She's been on The Daily Show. She's obviously gotten a ton of national attention, and, you know, my sense is that maybe all that national attention and all those spotlights didn't really vet her or gave her maybe a false confidence about her base of support and what she can say and do.
Also, yesterday, the governor and Minnesota's top two legislative leaders seemed to have an agreement on deadlines, and that was interesting compared to last year's chaos.
Yeah, this is, I'll call it historic, only because the modern history that Minnesotans know and we know is a culture of special sessions, behind the closed door negotiations, and so they said conference committees will meet in public. They will debate budgets and programs in public, that there will not be these massive bills with multiple departments in them, and that they did it transparently. And they did it with Speaker of the House, Melissa Hortman. They did it with Senate Majority Leader Paul Gazelka, and Governor Walz was there. And so they think that saying it publicly, doing it publicly, will make sure that there's continued pressure on transparency. And I think it's going to lead to some interesting insight into the way these negotiations happen and the way things get talked about. I still have no doubt that some of the agreements will be kind of either by passing notes or, you know, a wink and a nod before or after one of these committee hearings, because the detail of these bills is a little too granular for people to debate it all out in public.
What are you keeping your eye on today?
Well, today the governor is going to have a major announcement this morning. We expect it about 7:15. We'll actually hold morning take for it about the Enbridge 3 pipeline and whether or not he'll continue the Department of Commerce's lawsuit. I think that'll drive the news of the day. I think Governor Walz will be in reaction mode, depending on whatever his decision is. And many people from both sides of the aisle will either criticize or praise his decision. And many see it as kind of the first major decision of his administration, especially when it comes to the views of the business community and the tension between business, labor, and activists.
Hey, a quick question before we go to Steve in the news, Blois, but I found this interesting this morning when I was reading about the Iowa caucuses. As we know, their first voting of the presidential primary season. But it's different than a primary, a little more complicated systems. People have to show up at site in person on the night of the vote. Now, the reason I bring that up is because I saw a proposal yesterday from their Democratic Party to let Iowans participate virtually by phone or smart devices leading up to the caucus night, which will be February 3rd of 2020. But that would be an enormous change, wouldn't it? What do you think?
It'd be a huge change. It could also change the way of who participates, and it could lead to some, I'll just say, Republicans participating in the, you know, the Democratic caucus or something like that. And I think that's one of the proposals that the well-funded candidates, probably from the coast, would be in favor of.
Really interesting, yeah. And then you would then eventually you start thinking, well, what about the chances of hacking into something like that? And it's got
exactly
potential.
And I know we mentioned Klobuchar yesterday going to Wisconsin and Iowa. She's now going to New Hampshire too, Dave. So where in the world is Amy Klobuchar? We'll follow it here.
All right, thanks. He's Blois Olson. You can get his email every day linking up to our website here on WCCO. We're off to the traffic center now.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.